Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jair Alexander was a healthy scratch on Sunday as the Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. Harbaugh was asked about Jair on Monday, and this is what the coach had to say.
Yeah, it's such a great question. I wish it was really black and white, but I think it'll be out there soon. You know, it could be as early as this week, but it's going to be when he feels and you can see that he's right. You know, to go out there and just play like a top level Jair. I don't want to put him in a situation where he's got to try to overcome not quite being, right as he can be. Especially if we've got guys that can play well. You know, so that's just kind of like almost a great problem to have, that you don't have to force a player out there. You know, when he's kind of. You know, he's a tough injury he had last year, and he's been rehabbing that thing in the offseason, rehabbing it now through training camp. He ended up rehabbing it for about 3-4 weeks in training camp with no practice. So that was probably the toughest part of it. If he'd been able to, you know, practice there, maybe that would help, but it wasn't quite there yet. It's good now, though, and I don't know. We'll just see in the practice. He and I will talk about it, and we'll get him out there just as soon as we can. But I think it's going to be real soon. Much sooner rather than later, you know, and I can't wait till he's out there, and maybe it'll be this week.
So much sooner rather than later. Obviously, they'll be on the practice field tomorrow. A, do you expect to see Jair Alexander practicing? And B, are you in any hurry to see Jair Alexander?
I think B is the most important thing here. Like, if there's no reason to rush this, there's no reason to feel a sense of urgency. There's no the whole idea of how soon is now and all this. Like, man, that was an embarrassment in that game. And I don't know how you risk that again. And I don't know why you're in a hurry after they looked like a cohesive group and the people who replaced him more than did their job. And you're facing another team that has an elite offense. Like, if 4 days ago you didn't think he was in good enough playing shape, mental shape, physical shape, didn't know the defense well enough, whatever, to make him a healthy scratch against a 40-year-old quarterback. Why are we now, after a couple more practices, wanting to mess up something that looked a whole lot better without him than with him? To find out. Because the only way you're going to find out is, you're not going to find out in practice. You're going to find out in a game. And so why not just give most of the reps to people who looked pretty good a couple days ago? And why not ride that? And why not take your time with this? Because if you give him reps through the week and he's still not ready on Sunday, now the guys, you have to come in and replace them. You're compromising them. Like, just believe what your eyes told you. Believe what the tape told you. Go back and look at all the numbers when he was on the field and when he wasn't, and what the defense looked like with him trying to play corner at the NFL level and with him on the sidelines. Like, you brought in Awuzie for a reason too. Like, you hyped up Tampa like you did because you liked what you saw. I just don't. I don't get why. I don't get why this is some sort of priority, or there's some sort of like feel that like we got to make this happen. I know he's best friends with the quarterback, but that's a dynamic that you knew before you did this. It's team first, team first, and the risk for me is not worth the reward. Potential risk.
Well, trying to read between the lines, I think John Harbaugh more than left the door open for him returning Monday night. So just hearing his thoughts there, it wouldn't shock me if he's back Monday night. But if he is, you need to have a much shorter leash than you gave him in Buffalo, where it made no sense, where he didn't play much at all in the first half. Then he played the bulk of the snaps in the second half and continued to play after he's just getting burned repeatedly or flagged for PIs. If Jair Alexander is right, it helps this defense significantly. But he clearly wasn't right yet. And with this, you're playing the long game. Do you care if Jair Alexander is 100% in September as opposed to January when you really want him? It doesn't matter. You knew he wasn't playing in all 17 games. And he's going to miss more than just one game, more than likely. You're trying to get him right for the most important part of the season. So, yeah, I'm with you, Jason. If this is a situation where you're rushing him back, there's no need to.
And by the way, Awuzie looked pretty good.
He was good in both games.
And TJ Tampa made a nice PBU in the game on Sunday. So let him get his legs under him and see legs.
Get why you got to contort yourself into verbal gymnastics over a guy who's been here 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He's got a pedigree, sure. Look at what you paid him. Why'd you get him that cheap? Why did Green Bay look at getting him out of their building as addition by subtraction?
Because he can't stay healthy.
Well, and, you know, whatever. I don't know that that's just, I don't know that that's it. They also might not think he's what he was anymore. They might think he lost a step or two. He certainly looked like a guy who didn't think he had any. For a guy who talks a lot, he looked like a dude who didn't have any confidence in himself in Western New York.
And by the way, for the Packers part of it, I'm sure they didn't want to be in the Jair Alexander business anymore because of what they were paying him. Like that, and the NFL, the contract, the guaranteed money was over. They didn't want to pay him that freight anymore.
I just think you need to be careful here. And you could couch it a lot of different ways. You could couch it how much time he missed, how you're playing the long game with him. It's not about now, but like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it'd been a different story if a couple people showed their ass Sunday afternoon.
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And the secondary
that'd
is on fire.
That'd been a that's a different story.
Yeah,
Don't go creating fires. You shouldn't have drafted him game one. You started your own fire and you burned your own house down. He's primary reason number one why they lost that game, not Derrick Henry. Or maybe he's two and Harbs is number one, in part for dressing Jair in the first place. But like, why another big primetime spot, another team that has plenty of people you need to worry about defending in the run and the pass – I don't get why we're contorting ourselves to kowtow and couch things a certain way or whatever. Just play your bet. Play who the film to this point shows you is your best guys.
So let me ask you, your opinion, is he on the practice field tomorrow when they practice?
I'm talking about. If you want to hide, like I think.
Okay, let me rephrase.
What they're worried about is they don't want him. They don't want to come out and make it obvious that he's a healthy scratch more than once. But guess what? You did the right thing by making him a healthy scratch. Everybody else did their job. And so if that has to continue for another couple weeks, so be it. If they want to say it really wasn't a healthy scratch, it's more that he's not in game shape yet, then let Harbs come out and say that on Saturday.
Let me rephrase, because it's one of those things you can't talk about in real time, but it was pretty clear to the guys watching practice for the little bit they got that he was running with the group that was behind. Like, it was clear that there was a chance he either wasn't getting many snaps or he was going to be a scratch. When he's running in practice this week, is he up a level from where he was last
year? My suspicion is that they're going to do the right thing here, in which case they're going to list him as limited, and then they can hide behind that and use that for why he's not playing. Say he's still limited. He's still building himself up.
Based on what Harb said Monday, I would not be surprised if he's out there Monday night.
I'll tell you what. He plays in this game, and they know him from that division. Watch. Yeah, and I know Ben Johnson's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But watch. Watch how they attack him. How could you not?
Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow getting ready for the Detroit Lions Monday Night Football. Remember, Baltimore Game Day and Central Pregame. We'll be live at the Horseshoe Casino beginning at 5. Actually, we'll be there beginning at 2 as we'll be doing the show from the Horseshoe at 2 o'clock on Monday. But coming up next, we switch to the Orioles. Tyler Wells about to take the mound as the Orioles got one in the first inning. A Jeremiah Jackson single RBI. Orioles lead 1-0 heading to the bottom of the first. Tyler Wells through 2 starts. What do we think of him? What are we expecting to see from him today? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.